Yesterday we were saying how Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shri did not affect Yudhishthira Maharaj. Although he had a high birth through the demigods and they had great opulences and they were also very learned due to association with Brahmanas and they had bodily beauty and great chivalrous nature of being great Kshatriyas, having expertise in various types of weapons. So they were still not intoxicated. You will see, generally in this world, when people are offered any opulences, those opulences intoxicate them to completely forget God and try to delight in opulences more and more, get intoxicated, get proud and get degraded and fall down in this world. And when the opulences are taken away, when the living entity is rendered practically penniless, and when he faces sufferings, then people become absorbed in counteracting sufferings. How to counteract suffering? How to counteract bad reputation? How to counteract the enemies who have stolen my goods? How to get them back? So one's mind and life becomes preoccupied with worries and endeavors in that direction. And in this way, everybody in this world, in opulence, they become intoxicated, and in poverty, they become anxiety ridden, chasing after how to reinstate my material happiness. Exactly opposite to this, the devotees of the Lord, even when they are struck down by poverty, like the Pandavas in the jungle, they did not forget Krishna even for one moment. Neither did they worry about the kingdom, nor did they make any endeavors to get the kingdom back while they were in the forest. Only it was Krishna who ordered them to fight the battle. So you find the dependence of Yudhishthira Maharaj is very vividly illustrated in the Bhagavatam. It is said that when Yudhishthira Maharaj became the king, he was very anxious to help the people of the world understand Krishna's supremacy. And it is mentioned not only the human beings but also the demigods. He wanted everyone to be aware of Krishna's supremacy, because when Krishna was present on the planet, some people foolishly considered him to be like ordinary human being. So Yudhishthira Maharaj thought, now that I am the king and I have so much opulences at my beck and call, so many people are there to serve me, I will utilize these opulences in declaring Krishna's supremacy to the whole world. Not only Yudhishthira Maharaj was averse to sense gratification, not only he was not enjoying material opulences, but he utilized all the opulences in glorifying Krishna. And these kind of instances show how Yudhishthira Maharaj was so famous that he was more famous than Indra in heaven. Prabhupada says Indra did 100 yajnas and Yudhishthira Maharaj did 3. But he was more popular than Indra also because of his being pure devotee of the Lord. So, in this way, in opulence, they glorified Krishna and remembered Krishna. And they were never concerned about enjoying the opulences. And in poverty, their devotional service became accelerated and intensified. And in this way, a pure devotee of the Lord, in the Shastras, as it explains, how the dependence on Krishna is never taken away. Like Kunti Maharani, when Krishna was leaving, is offering prayers to him, saying that your lotus feet has produced so much prosperity in our kingdom. Your glances made everything auspicious. Your very presence is giving energy and life to all of us. So everything is flourishing, she's telling. But while everything is flourishing, she is remembering Krishna. That we should not forget. Because when she is talking about the opulences of her kingdom, her children's kingdom, she is very gratefully and fondly remembering Krishna. She is not fond of material enjoyment. And she is not grateful for the enjoyment offered so that she can enjoy. So this is a very great lesson to practicing devotees, that how do I respond to opulence and poverty? What do I do in opulence? Do I continue to depend on Krishna, or I become intoxicated and forgetful? What do I do in poverty? Do I fight against the material nature to again revive my lost riches, or lost power, or lost reputation? So, or I keep both these things aside and focus on the shelter of Vipradharma Achyuta Ashraya, taking shelter of Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, guided by them, and taking shelter of Krishna, and taking shelter of the religious principles strictly. So these three things, what does it mean to us? Strictly following religious principles means morning program. Rising early in the morning, chanting the holy name, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, performing all the 64 regulative principles. This is the meaning of strictly following regulative principles. And guided by Brahmanas and Vaishnavas means regularly hearing the lectures of Vaishnavas, like spiritual master, Prabhupada, and trying to understand what are they trying to say, and jotting down some points for personal application in our life. And because otherwise, how are we guided? Are we regularly getting everyday phone calls from them? What you should do? You don't get. Therefore, by hearing the lectures and getting their instructions, is actually we are being guided by Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. So that is Vipra, Dharma, Achyuta. And Achyuta Ashraya, how do we know we are taking shelter of Krishna? Taking shelter of Krishna means taking shelter of Krishna's orders and instructions, as he is given in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He says, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Karo Krishna Shiksha. You chant the holy names and worship Krishna and study and preach the sublime message of Krishna in the form of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So in this way, these three principles are the focus of a devotee. Then it is very easy for the devotee to take the mind away from opulences and away from poverty. So in poverty, we will not worry, or we will not make a struggle in order to come out of poverty. In opulence, we will not become intoxicated. So if one wants to take one's mind away from opulence and poverty, the most easiest way is Vipradharma Achyuta Ashraya. So Srila Prabhupada, that is why he has given these things as set of practices in our society, so that by the right focus, we can transcend the dualities of the world, namely Sukha Dukkha, Shita Ushna, Man Apaman, and rise above all of them with a singular focus on Vipradharma Achyuta Ashraya. One can gradually begin to experience the dependence on the lotus feet of the Lord, which will give one the nectar of the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And when that nectar is experienced, then one will not run for any other shelter. And the chanting of the holy name is the most primary thing which offers such a kind of shelter. The chanting of the holy name is ultimately meant to give us an opportunity to experience the dependence on the Lord. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desiratories or ocean of mercy, full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava thakur ki